from the subject this morning, faith is. That's all. Two words.
Faith is.
Faith is.
It's all right, brother.
If someone walked in the door this morning into our worship service and came off the street and asked you, what is faith? Would you tell them what it is?
Come on now. Good question.
Maybe you would point them to Hebrews chapter 11 and verses number 1, where it says, now faith is confidence.
Amen.
In what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. Would you explain to them what that means? Would you have them to read the entire chapter before they finally get the meaning? But then again, that might not be enough.
Come on now, brother.
But as I have learned that when one is or has had a personal experience, hello, somebody.
You said something, brother.
With a situation, that's when they are better at understanding the effects of what it means. The Bible tells us that we need to be ready to give an answer.
Amen.
For what you believe. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses number 15. But in your heart reveal Christ as Lord. Look what Peter says. Always be prepared. To give an answer to everyone who asks you.
Yes, sir.
To give a reason for what? The hope that you have. So I ask you this question this morning. Will you or can you tell them what faith is? So I'm going to take the common sense approach to what faith is. I hope after today that you can tell anyone that asks you what faith is, because our text tells us that God will never leave you or forsake you. Meaning that if you are part of his kingdom, God got you back.
Amen.
Meaning that you must, let me put emphasis on that must, have faith in him to understand this. So, we're going to start off with a couple of everyday people that are not as famous as Moses, Abraham, Jacob, or any other. See, we all know about those. But I want to start off with someone that that we don't mention every all the time.
I see it. Now where you going, brother?
I want you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 8, and beginning with verses number 5. Then we want you to turn to Matthew chapter 9, verses number 20, 24, 22. See, you won't have to leave, Matthew. So I just want to listen. These are common everyday people. And usually when someone is coming every day, you know, we know that they just like us. And they are believable.
Amen.
But look at Matthew chapter 8, verses number 5. This is a story about the faith of the centurion.
What embers.
Look at what the Bible says when Jesus entered Capernaum. A centurion came to him, and you know what he was doing? Asking for help. That sounds like, am I right about it?
Yes.
Something like some one of us, we need the Lord to help us. Am I right about it? Verses number 6 said, Lord said, my servant lies at home, paralyzed, suffering, terribly. I still talk
That's
about
book,
what
right?
faith is.
That's the book.
Jesus said to him, shall I come and heal him? The Bible says in verses number 8, the centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you under. Hello, somebody. I don't want you even. You don't need to come be under my roof. I'm not even worthy.
Come on, preacher.
I'm talking about everyday people here.
Amen.
I don't deserve to have you come under my roof. Look at what it said. But just say the word. And my servant will be. I'm still talking about what faith is. He said, for I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell one, go, and he goes. I tell the other, come, and he comes. And I say to my servant, do this, and it'll tell me, done. Then look at verses number 10. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed.
Yes, he was.
And said to those following him, truly, I tell you, I have not found what anyone in Israel with such great faith.
That's it, brother.
What faith is. But then this is not the only one. Brother Dean told you about Luke version. See, I told you, I don't even call Brother Dean, and we talk about the same thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Matthew chapter 9 and verses number 20. Jesus told us, well, correct me, but Dean told us what Luke says, not Luke, Mark. This is what Matthew said about. This is his verse.
Come on now.
I'm still talking about what faith is.
Yes, sir.
I know that the faith is a subtle thing hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. But I'm just telling you the common sense approach.
Come on, preacher.
Look at verse 20. He said, that's then. A woman who had been subject to bleed. This woman had been bleeding for
12 years. Lord have mercy.
Came up behind him
and
took the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, if I only touch his cloak.
Lord have mercy.
I will be healed. But this morning, Dean said she had the confidence.
Yes, she did.
See, faith is having the confidence. I'm worried about.
Amen.
Knowing that God can, y'all don't hear me?
Come
do
on,
something
preacher.
About your sister.
Yes, sir.
Verses 22 said, Jesus turned and saw her. Take heart, daughter. He said, what? Your faith hath healed who? You. And the woman was healed
instantly.
Knowing that if God has the power.
Come on, preacher.
To heal you. Faith is knowing the power of Christ.
Amen.
All he needs is to say it, and it happens. Faith is knowing the healing power of Christ. It doesn't matter how long you have. Y'all don't. Let me tell it again. It doesn't matter how long you've been suffering.
Come on now.
If it is the Lord's will.
It'll be done. Come on, preacher.
I know that you have doctors. I know we have medicine. And sometimes they are not able to do anything
about
it.
You said something, Homer. You said something.
Here we have the story of a woman been suffering. Y'all don't hear me.
Come on, preacher.
12 years. All she wanted to do just touch Jesus. Knowing that Jesus had the power.
Yes, he does.
To heal her. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And the evidence of things not seen. But we can understand this because this
come
is
on,
coming.
Preacher.
Let me tell you what faith is. This is not all. And if you want to read that more than this, but this morning I'm just going to give you a few.
Come on, preacher.
Faith is holding on to the truth. When everyone else has turned loose.
You said something, Homer.
Y'all don't hear me?
You said something.
Faith is holding on, knowing that when you got truth, you don't need anything. There's no reason to go any further. But everybody else is turning loose. And in this world in which we live in now today,
yes, sir.
The truth doesn't,
yes,
y'all don't hear me,
come
doesn't
on, preacher.
Mean a thing.
Come on, preacher.
But everyone else is turning loose.
It's good preaching, brother.
Hebrews 13:3, Lord said, I'll never leave you. Nor forsake you. But you remember this. Faith is believing there is one way when everyone else going there another way. For the Bible tells us, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man cometh to the Father.
That's the book, brother.
Except by me. See, if you want to get to Christ, you got to go through Christ. Am I right about it? You can't go around him. You can't
Amen.
Go through him. You got to. I'll tell you, that's what faith is.
Come on,
even in Hebrews chapter 11, Hebrews chapter 13, God will never leave you. And you know, I told you, I don't like to use that word never. Because every time I never say I do, I find myself. But the word of God says,
on,
he will never.
Never. It's good preaching, brother.
Let me tell you what faith is. Faith is doing good when everyone else is doing evil.
That's tough.
And evil seems to be winning.
That is so true.
That's what faith is. Why should I do good when this brother around me doing evil and yet he seems to prosper?
Come on, preacher.
Why should I do what the Lord tells me to do and I'm not seeing to get my feet on solid ground? But we got to remember what Hebrew writes. God will never leave you.
That's good preaching, brother.
Faith is trusting God when death has come and taken your loved one. Y'all don't hear me?
Come on, preacher.
I know it's not easy to put your trust in the Lord for someone you love so dearly. And they're gone and they're never coming back and you can't get them back. But you still put your trust in the Lord.
Come on,
the Bible tells us faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It is your, I know that some way, somehow, that you, if you are a child of God, you should have confidence that if we die in the Lord, He's got your back. I'm still talking about what faith is. Faith is trusting the Lord when there's more money than money. Somebody been there before?
A lot of times.
Yeah. You don't have to say, man, this is where it is. When I go down the street,
wave your hand.
And talk, blow your horn. Say, you hit nail right on the head, brother. Because most of us, we've been there. The first of the month, y'all don't know what to talk about. The first of Monday is not came, and yet we got more bills
than money.
But they still need to be paid.
Yes, sir.
Y'all been there before?
Yes, sir.
Maybe I'm just the only one that's been there.
Yes, sir.
But the Lord has blessed me now where got to be seasoned. And we didn't do it. Y'all don't hear me.
Yes, sir. Come on.
But yet trusting the Lord this is my favorite. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things. That's Matthew chapter 6,
yes,
verse
sir.
Number 30. And yes, all sir. These things shall be what? Added unto you. I'm telling
that's
you,
the
trusting
book,
in the Lord
that's
to
the
understand book. That faith is that He will never leave you or forsake you.
That's good preaching, homie.
We got more money. And the man said, call you on the phone. Yeah. That maybe that's just at my house. Mr. Davis coming in today. Yeah. I mean, that's the truth in everybody.
Come on,
homo. Faith is trusting the Lord.
All right.
And because you know
some way, somehow,
the Lord is going to make a way, everybody.
Yes,
I'm telling you what faith is. Faith is praying. We're going to hit the nail on the head. Faith is praying. And not getting result you praying for.
You said something, homie.
How many times we've been there?
Mm-hmm.
We sometimes, as I said, sometimes we're looking for a yes, and God tells us no.
No, no.
Sometimes we're looking for a solution, and God tells us we're looking for it to come right then, right now.
Damn.
But God said, "Well, you need to wait a little moment." God said, "You're not ready for it."
Amen.
God said, "Look here, that's not your blessing." And the words are, "You're not mature enough to handle it. So you need to wait a while. I'll give it to you." But faith has said, "Well, I'm willing to wait."
Come on, preacher. Patience. Come on, preacher.
But look what he said: God never leave you. Or forsake us.
It's the book, brother.
This is a good one too. You see, this common sense, everybody. We understand this. I'm here to tell you, all of them we understand this.
Come on now.
Faith is thanking God.
Thanking God.
For your suffering.
Yes, sir.
Let me say that again.
Yes, sir.
Me and you mean to tell me I'm thanking God for my suffering?
Yes, sir.
I'm hurting. Faith is thanking God for your suffering.
Amen.
And understanding that Christ suffered even more than we did.
That was powerful right there, brother. Yes, sir.
Because Christ went through more than what we have.
Amen.
And as the songwriter said, you tell us our mere suffering. Because Christ gave His life for
all of us.
Am I right about it?
Yes, sir.
I'm here to tell you that, again, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen.
Amen.
But Hebrews chapter 13 tells us that God will never leave you nor forsake you.
Come on, homo.
This is what I want us to understand.
Nail it down, brother.
Now, our text doesn't tell us that we will always get what we want.
Never will.
Let me say that again, because some of us think God is a Santa Claus God.
Say it some again, bro.
All we got to do is wish for it. No,
it ain't going to happen.
But that's not what it says. No. And I know that 5 says to keep your eyes free from the love of money. And be content with what you have.
What you got.
I mean, that means what, Lord, and we tell us that we need to be satisfied.
You said something, homie.
And be grateful.
Yes, sir.
Let me say that again.
Satisfied.
If we got a couple of pennies in our pocket,
be thankful.
Thank the Lord for them, everybody.
Yes, sir, brother.
If you got 200,000, thank the Lord for them.
Yes, sir.
Everybody. Be grateful for what the Lord. That's when I said that, I believe in the Matthew chapter 19 or 25, I tell them about the fact, you know the story about the 5, 10?
Yes, sir.
Two and one.
Am I right?
5, 2, 1. Yeah, there we go. 5, 2, and 1. The one that had 5 talents, the Bible says he wouldn't gain 5 more.
Yes, sir.
Am I right about the one that had 2? Gained 2 more.
Yes,
and the
sir.
One that had one, the Bible tells he wouldn't bury it.
That's what we do, brother.
The key to that that the master gave to them according to their ability. See, sometimes we need to understand that we're not ready to have 5,
yes, sir.
We can't do nothing.
Good point, homie.
Am I right about it?
Amen.
We have not done anything with the 2.
Lord have mercy. Bird.
All right.
That's good preaching, brother.
Let me bring this thing to the close.
Lord have mercy.
Now you know what faith is. Now text again said that doesn't mean that God will always give us what we want. Mm-hmm. Or that we will not have to suffer. Doesn't say anything
you got
about
to,
that.
Brother.
But you understand that if I don't receive his blessing while we're here, that God will take care of me in the end.
You said something, Mama.
My test and your test is to stay faithful unto death.
That's good preaching, brother.
And know.
Talk, preacher.
That God cannot lie.
You said something, brother. He can't.
Listen to what he says.
He cannot.
Because God has said, I will never leave you. Never will I forsake you.
Lord help us.
Verse 6 says, so we say with confidence. The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mortal be mortal?
That's a good lesson.
Do to me.
It's a good lesson.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things. But common sense tells us, faith is holding on when everybody else is turning loose.
Faith you said is something, brother.
Staying with the Lord.
Everybody else.
When the patriarchs and matriarchs have left you. Y'all don't hear me?
Yes, sir.
Staying faithful, Lord. Now you know what faith is.
Amen.
Faith is knowing that God will take care of some way, somehow, I don't know how.
Lord have mercy.
When there's more money and you don't have but 2 cents in your pocket.
You have to creep. Lord have mercy.
Trust in the Lord, say right away. Some way, somehow.
Some way, somehow it's gonna happen.
I'll tell you. Sometimes there have been times that somebody said, but they put this in your pocket. Didn't know it was coming there.
It's coming. It'll help you. It's good preaching, homo.
That's faith, am I right?
Amen. Knowing it's coming.
Faith is knowing that there's only one way.
Amen.
That Christ built one church. That he died for your sins. Faith is understanding that he came to die for us. And we have a right to eternal life.
Amen.
And believing that. And all that, Brother Arvin said, we're not afraid to be discussing. We'll be discussing. We're not going to give up on faith. We're going to continue to talk about faith.
Amen. Need to.
Because I want us to stay faithful unto death.
All right.
This morning, if you're not a member of the body of Christ, we want you to stay faithful to the Lord.
Good preaching.
You come by hearing and believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Yes, sir.
Confessing him before men and being baptized for the remission of sins. And going down in the water with the baptism. Mm-hmm. Then the child of God is straight away. Faith is understanding. This is another faith. That's a little one. I ain't even thought about this. Mm-hmm. Faith is having the confidence to know.
Having the confidence.
If you ask for forgiveness of your sin, that God will take them away. Y'all don't hear me.
Never lie.
Faith is understanding what you go down in the water. That's nothing in that water.
Yes, sir.
But what? But having the faith, they're saying, I know God is taking.
Come on, preacher. Nail it down, brother. Nail it down.
That's faith.
Amen.
So this morning, if you're not a child of God, where is she becoming? Where is she becoming?
Fountain free.
Let us be standing.
There's a fountain.